Sahih, the Gemara, Daf Kuf. The Gemara, Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, is the following. Dorish Rabba Bar Bar Chana Hatikha Shal Revela V'Shal Dag Tomei Eina Oseret HaKatita En Tam V'Rote V'Kipo V'Hatikha Uke Rabba Mora Alei V'Dorish Kemet V'Hatam V'Hatikha Hatikha Atmo Naaseis Nevela V'Oseret Kala Hatikha Kulon Mepnei Shehein Min Sahih the Gemara Dav Kuf. The Gemara Daf Kuf Amud Aleph is the following. Dorish Rabba Bar Bar Chana Hatikha Shal Revela V'Shal Dag Tomei Eina Oseret HaKatita En Tam V'Rote V'Kipo V'Hatikha Uke Rabba Mora Alei V'Dorish Kemet V'Hatam V'Hatikha Hatikha Atmo Naaseis Nevela V'Oseret Kala Hatikha Kulon Mepnei Shehein Mino. Here we have the application of Chatikha Nasas Nevela to the Machlokas about Min Bimino, assuming Min Bimino is Eino Batel. The Machlokas is to some basic information. The Machlokas at Tanoim, you probably know. But the Min Bimino, no, you're familiar with it? The Machlokas at Tanoim, whether Min Bimino is Batel or Min Bimino is not Batel. Where does it come from? Where is the source of this Machlokas? Who knows where it's found? Where? Seventh Perek? Vachim? Right, I think it's like more Menachas, I thought it was. V'lokach midam ha-por or midam ha-soyer. You take, it's here too, right. But it's, the original source is the Mishnah Menachas. You take the blood of the par and of the soyer and you put it on the Mizbeach together. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The par is bigger than the soyer, has more blood. So the blood of the soyer should be bottled by rope. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Bimino lo batel. Period. He's a mir. Min Bimino is not batel. And Rabbanan say no, only by Karbanan it's not batel. Dam and dam. We're both dam. Dam apar, dam asar. Would it apply to Yavish as well? Perhaps. We're discussing, when we talk about mixtures of items, where there's a mixture of taste, we consider that to be lach polach. We'll come to all this later. Okay. So, here we say Chatikha Atma Nases Nevela, and therefore this, let's see, this Isser A gets mixed in with B, and then B gets mixed with C. B and C are the same min. We say that B is not possible with C. Why not? B is Heter? No. Chatikha Atma Nases Nevela, therefore B is considered intrinsically prohibited, and therefore B is not possible with C because min bimino lo bottle. That's the Gemara says, right? Am I using the right letters? That's the Gemara says. Chatikha Nasas Nevela. Amalei Rav Sachal Abaye Michti Rav Kaman Amal Shmai Zek Rabbi Yehuda Siyamah Min Bimino Lo Batel. Frank the Gemara Ma'iria Ki Nosan Tam Afilu Ki Lo Nosan Tam Nami. The Gemara's expression before was A gave Tam into B, and if a B is not Batel, the C is Min Bimino Lo Batel. Why did A have to give time in B, Fekti Gemara? As long as A in its most minuscule fraction is the most minuscule fraction of B, it should make B answer. And therefore what? And therefore it should ask, ultimately ask the C. Answer the Gemara. Omalei Hakam Ma'askina Shakara Vesilko. He took away the original Isser A. And therefore the Isser A is gone. Right? So therefore, the only remnant of A is what? It's a time which is gave. It's a time that's appeared. There's nothing left. Rav Amar is a famous expression. Afilu tema loko navesilko. Have a min umino v'davar acher. We call min umino v'davar acher. Salek es mino ki misha'eno. Misha'ein mino rabal of a mevatlo. You have A, B, and C. Right? Let's say for argument's sake, A and B are the same type, and C is a different type. So A is not puzzle in B. So forget B. But B is like what we call Kamisha Eino. C can knock off A. Because C and A are different minims. So therefore, I'm sorry? Different question. Not so simple. Okay, we'll come to it. One thing at a time. So over here, What happened over here? The din is, as Rashi explains on the top of the page, page 200, Kusum Bey, I feel the table of Shalakidim is still called. So we hear Mitzvimil of Acher, and so Rashi explains Tilka, not on the second and first and second narrow line. Not the Tamba Rishona Tchila Beolchla Rabba Harod Devaleha, the Hakach not in Maya the Keeper of Chatichos Nitos for Chaticha Rishona Alan Avela, the Oseret Hakol Mitnei Shehen Mina.
In other words, if chaticha nas mevela would apply in this case where there was nisina tav, but the original issue itself, you wouldn't say min b'mino because the davaracha would be mevatla. That's what Rashi explains. This is a gemara, a very simple piece of gemara at first glance. But when Tov starts to talk, it starts getting much more complicated. Yeah. Right. The Rashi just read it to me now?
First Rashi.
Oh. Look, I'm sorry. The Rashi just read it to me now?
First Rashi.
Oh. Well, look, I'm sorry. The Rashi just read it to me now? First Rashi. No. The Rashi just read it to me now? First Rashi. Ela mishem chatichas heter kamaisa. What does that mean? What? Because the iser permeated it, right? That's what he means. That's exactly why he needed sinas tam. If it wouldn't have been sinas tam, then the other enamina would knock it off. That's what Rashi means. Okay, things get pretty simple at first glance. They get a little more involved in the tos. This tos is a very, this is the tos. This is it. This is Tosva Chatich and Asa Veil B'Shari Surim. It's right here. This is the place. We saw it alluded to at Tzadi Hava Medbeis, but we never saw it for real until right now. Let's see it for real now. Let's see. B'Shakadna V'Silka V'Sa Yisrim. We told him, Avalom Leisha Chatich Ha'Shal Heta Kiel L'Tam and Anavela Afil Lo Nos No Tam Nami Do B'Mina O'Seret V'Kol Shuf. Hora Ben Atam D'Nei D'Hi Gufa Mitzra V'Kol Shuf. You don't say chaticha nasa nevela by a mashu. Okay. Good. Let's leave it at that. For the moment. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I only be told kachta filu ki nosna rabotam ein ahet tenas in the veilo shiitzara shishim kenegat kol hachaticha ele kenegat yitza balua. Rabbeinu Ephraim's basis question of what? You never say chaticha nas in the veilo. Never ever by shari surim do you say it. We only have chaticha nas in the veilo where? By basa b'cholov, as far as calculating shirim is concerned. Here the Gemara never mentions chaticha nas in the veilo regarding calculation of shirim. But only the Gabi what? The establishment of what? Of what? What? Of what? What? No, help me out. Establishment of what min it is, right? The Gemara uses the chaticha nas in the veil to say what min, what type it is. The Gabi did min and mino lo bottle. That's the Gemara uses over here, right? Since it's the chaticha nas in the veil, so therefore al seres kol hatichos the tnei shein mino. Wait a minute. So then a prime is now. Rabbeinu Ephraim says we do never apply chaticha nasas nevela by shari surim. We don't apply it. It's not true. It only applies by basa b'cholov. You never need shishim kenegat kol chaticha. Only negadisa balua. The famous Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is the famous. This is it. This is the source. It was alluded to before, but this is where it comes from. Hilka, l'rab the amar hachad min demino lo batil. Why?
Lohavi Kilu Be'en. V'lo also l'chaticha v'shona shena hetena as'itza v'lo also shena chaticha. V'daf t'gabe tipas cholos arminan l'kamon perkol abosu d'chaticha atmanas is nevela v'sorach shishin agat tol chaticha v'lo saga v'bitl tipa l'chud. Why? Shum d'kol chad v'chad apay nafshe shari v'chiyisnu b'adi adodi osur v'kuch abosu atmanas is'ir v'loke im ocho k'chad tizayas bosu v'chad tizayas nicholos ולכך צורך פרות של שישים ובאז לכל החתיכה שנפל עליה טיפס קולות אבל חתיכה תתה שבו לא טעם נבלה ונצרה וכל זה מנוס לטעם ברוטף אין צורך על השישים לבטל האיסה שנבלה בחתיכה ואין צורך שיהיה שישים של אוסו חתיכה This is Rabbeinu Ephraim's famous sheet ובחלוקה Rabbeinu Ephraim in the time to apply חתיכה נעשה נבלה by Shari Sur. This is it. Tell me. We saw yesterday the Ran. We spoke about the Ran. The Ran said that if you hold Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Sur, it has to be on what? What level is it on? Who? But the Rabbanan. The only possible time you could ever say Chaticha Nas Nevela the rice is only where? By Basa B'cholof. And the whole Machlokos in Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim is on the Rabbanan level. Let me ask you a question based on your readings. Is this unanimously accepted? Quran said it for Dovah Pashat, but no one in his right mind would ever say, Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim and Darais. Where does it come from? Does everyone agree to this? Or does someone disagree? Who disagrees? Me who's there, the Eza who disagrees and says that perhaps we could say, Chaticha Nas Nevela mid Daraisa by Shari Surim. Do you? Right. Rabbi Kiregas points out at the end of this Tosfos, they say something which would indicate that they possibly hold Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim Midoraisa. Where is this found? At the very end. Turn the page, please, here. Kufim Adbeis, the last 10-12 lines in the Tosfos. Right after this is Pezayin. Ulefipirish Rabbeinu Ephraim Vadai Nicho Mashetziva Akosu Vahagil Klei Midyon. This week's Pasha? That was what's all about the Pasha, right? Is it? Yes?
Yes,
okay. Sir. Yeah? This week's Pasha. Dahashta Yore Gedola Sheyefsha Lahagil Batoch Kliach Er Heichi Mishtaya Poein V'mayim Shishin Levad L'Yisra. What's he saying over here? How do you kasher? You know what kashering is? Boiling out water in a kli, and it takes out all the trapeze stuff. Frank Tyson says, what good are you doing? The trapeze stuff will go right back into the water, and the water will go right back where? Back into the pot, the musical chairs. The trapeze goes into the pot, to the water, the water to the pot, to the water, to the pot, to the water, to the pot, to the water. They'll never make it kosher. Never. The Tosis. According, Ella Mayel say, kasher again. Vishiyazu Magila Bishni Allah Maima Rishonim Nasun Nevela, the Kos and the Olsen again. The Elo Visharin Elabisa Atma Lakabena Tam, Lakabena Ephraim says, Nicha. What do you mean, Nicha? That is beautiful. Why? Let's say the pot, the water in the pot is 40 hours. 40 times the, pick a number. 40. 40 times the volume of the pot itself. 30, 40. That's the average, they say. It's the kasher. Right? So what'll happen? What'll happen, though? Will it be kosher? How will it be kosher? Well, it won't be kosher. Why not? Huh? Because the trefus stuff that was in the pot was not what? What was it not? Was not both with the shishin. Right? Was not both with the shishin. You with me? If the pot would still be what? Would still be trace. What do you do now? Kasher it again. And you pull half of that the first time, and they're pulling more out the second time. And ultimately, you'll pull all the... I'm sorry? It's hard to measure. But, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can go forever and get nowhere. Why? You kasher it once.
Now this water has more than 1/60th of tarvis in the water. So what happens to the water? The tarvis of the water goes right back into where? Into what? Into the pot, right? And we don't just say that, well, tiny bit went back into the pot, the Ben Ephraim would say. This is a little percentage. No, the whole water became a shtick nevela, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It went right back into the pot, and therefore you have to compute with the water, so you gain nothing out of the deal. So you can go forever and ever. Whenever we compute the absorption of a trefer thing into a kosher thing, we must compute based upon the full volume of the trefer item. Let's go on to the next page. What is the most lesson of the Gemara? Bekula misharina. You can't, you're right, there's no way to compute any other way. So since we don't know, so bekula misharina. So compute with the entire thing. So how much is trefer? According to Rabbeinu Tam, all the water is trefer. Ratichan asin avela. You're out of luck. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, no. Only that small amount that came out was trace. It's just dispersed over a large. I'm sorry. Ultimately, it'll become bottle. So a little bit of enakinami, a little bit will come reabsorbed to the pot. But it's a small amount, and it's cast it again. It'll be cast yesterday. Most pots can. You can do a very simple experiment. You can figure out Archimedes' principle, the volume of the pot, and you can ask the people in the kitchen how big the pot is. You'll see that in most cases it will not hold 60 times its own volume. So at lunchtime, ask someone to help you do an experiment and finish it.
Don't
these
shishim negate the pot? We say that
the pot is part of the pot. Well, yeah, it's Giulei Midyan. The Midyanites were using it for 100 years. Who knows how much is absorbed in there? You have to get figure with the full volume of the pot. We don't know how much trefus it is, so we have to always assume in full volume of the pot.
But it's not the weight of the pot.
Not the weight, volume, volume, volume. Good question. How do you ever catch anything today? We only catch things once. How does it work? Look. Keep going. Next one tells us. Wait, let me just finish the answer to this question. He says, where am I up to? Dizeh ain lo mardich ain bat yomim agilin osa. Oh, you wait. So what? This again is a glossary term. What's an ain ben yomim mean? You know what I mean? Hasn't used 24 hours. That's what's called a no saying. Tam lifgam, which the Torah permits. Oh, that's a weak kasher. We have a weak kasher. Weak kasher. Everything. We are not permitted to kasher anything unless you wait 24 hours. When you wait 24 hours, you put the pot into a. The larger pot, or you fill it with water, or you put your spoon into a pot. Then what happens? The tarfus comes out into the water. Even if there's no shishin, when the water comes back into the spoon, that's what's already called eino ben yomo. It's no same time lifgam. ILF, what'd you gain? It was no same time lifgam anyway before you started kashering. So it's been 24 hours. Good question. What's the answer? Very good. If tchilas liyasa was a shvach, at the moment that it was absorbed, it was a shvach, it was good taste, then it's also the rabbanon forever. But if it was called tchilas liyasa lishkam, then the rabbanon never made a gzera. So when you kasher a pot, the original tarfus that went into the pot was the shvach, it was delicious hayam, it was delicious, bacon, terrific. Then when you kasher with cold boiling water, and then the boiling water goes back into the pot, the kundam in the time, that Leah was pulling from the beginning, because you waited 24 hours in the interim, the ham taste became putrid in the pot, and therefore when it went into the water back into the pot, it was pulling from Eikara, and therefore the kashering works. So maybe after they did it in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Can't be. Why? So the Osra Torah, the Kadera Batsyoma. So therefore the Torah is only asking about Batsyoma, Enam and Yoma is only the Rabbana, and the Torah is talking about the Dinda Raisa of Agolas Kalev. So therefore clearly what? Rabbeinu Ephraim is right, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. What do you say, Chalos? Whoa. If the whole idea of what? Chati Chanas Nevela B'Shari Surim is only what? Midrabbanan, What's Tosfos talking about? What's Tosfos talking about over here? The parasha of Klei Minyan was before the Rabbanans were invented. And therefore, the Torah and Echanani permits it. And the Rabbanans subsequently went ahead and they answered it. Therefore, Sir Rabbi Kivega, from this Tosfos we see that they understood it at the time Shita of Chaticha, Atzma, Nasas, the Veil of the Shire, it's going to be what kind of a din? A din Doraisa, and therefore it's stuck in Klei Minyan. Atkan, Rabbi Kivega. Who knocks off the riot? Who knocked it off? I don't know much about it. Who knocked it off? Matthew. Who's Matthew Yonason? Maybe Yonason. Abishit. Genius. Super genius. He knocks it off with a Taz. You know what they call it? Close to Taz. The famous Taz. What's the famous Taz say? Moshe? Right. Rabbanan could ask a million things. They ask you from, I'll give you an example. Rabbanan say you can't blow a shofar in Shabbos. The Torah never said the Farish anywhere that you blow shofar on Shabbos. There's no need to say blow shofar on Shabbos. The Torah not to say it, didn't say it. It was a matter of course. Right? Why do we have a bris meal on Shabbos? Why don't you say you may carry the knife? Says the Taz, it's a pot, it's a bayom hashmini, what else? Bayom, afilu, the Shabbos. Right? It's not in Sheba. Bayom, afilu, the Shabbos. So therefore, it's impossible to come in to go ahead and ask for something which the Torah explicitly permits. The same machine has passed in three places. In Yerodea or Chaim Kosh and Mishpah. In Mela. So there, Matthew Yonason suggests, really, the Torah knew all along, Rabbi Yonatan held Chatzich and asked the Vela B'Sharis, who was the only one, is Rabbanan. I have a Rabbanan, what answer from a Pasuk for? No. If the Pasuk is Matthew B'Farish, to our God of Tremidian, would have been impossible to the Chachamim to go ahead and ask it. That's the Matthew Yonas and Charifus. Has an answer? The Olam told really the Shach is right. That the Chatzich and Asher Belichir Abayim Atam is only the Rabbonim, as the Ran says. Sure, only the Rabbonim. I am the Rabbonim. So what's Tosfos Kash Kansher Abayim Atam from Klei Midyan? Answer is no. Had there been a din, excuse me, since the Torah permits Klei Midyan explicitly, thereby in effect saying that we do not say Chaticha Nasan Ve'elo Bashar Yisurim, the Chachamim should not have gone ahead and asked it. Could not, or should not, or would not have gone ahead and asked it. Apparently the din is that it's really Tmuta. Yes, Tavon.
No, so we never do Hagolah on Ben Yarmouth, no matter what.
So?
So if we don't, so the Torah there is talking about doing
Hagolah
on
Akli,
that's Ben
Yomah.
Right.
And
we never do
Hagolah
on Ben
Yomah,
so we're already being
okay as
the
Mitzvah Hagolah
that
means the right. No, there's no
Mitzvah to say
the right,
so be it.
No. So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and Echanami, you can do Hagolah B'Yomo. That's it. So say we. As the Rabbi say, who's we? Who is we? We is we follow Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you can do Hagolah B'Yomo. Talk to him, why not? Huh? And if they walk to me, walk to figure it out, because it's so ingrained. And a B'Yomo, yeah?
So how does anyone
pass
in the, I mean...
That's exactly the point over here. Oh. Why should... But not a... All right, leave out the riots back and forth. Can anyone give me a reason why should it be that Chaticha, Nasan, Vela, Bishari, Surim, and Oraisa? We've been, all along, we've been bumping along here with the Rabbana, Zera, Atu, Bakta, Bakala. Why in heaven's name should Chaticha, Nasan, Vela, Bishari, Surim be Minat Torah? I want a two-word answer, not more. Two words. Very good. Tam Ki Ikar. Who said so? Matthew Yonason says so. Tam Ki Ikar. He suggests that Rabbi Natanel Shitasa. We're going to be discussing at great length, but they have a way to go. It's not even on this Marma Kamas yet. Next sheet. At great length, the famous sugya, the sort of old Basel B'Cholav and the old Tarubas is a sugya of what we call Tam Ki Ikar. It's found here in Kulin on Tzadi Chesam Adbeis. We'll be discussing that in a few weeks. What does Tam Ki Ikar mean, basically? Basically means is that If you have, let's say, water, and you cook trefa chicken in water, you make Campbell's chicken soup. Campbell's chicken soup is tam kikar. So according to Rabbi Tam, each and every kazayit, vias, how I mentioned, of Campbell's chicken soup that you eat, drink, you're already to the rice with malchus. Because what he follows with the expression, which is called by the Akronin, heta nepach lios isa. Something which is permissible, like water, can become trefa. The man of time sheep, you look on Kazayas and Ataropas. That's about the owner's son. If that's the case, what is this? Another way of saying this is, Chaticha Nas and Avela Midaraisa. That's the time kicker is. Chaticha Nas and Avela Midaraisa, that the water became, the chicken soup became a stick carpet. You get malchus on the Kazayas of the chicken soup. And therefore, each and every morsel, each and every malchus of chicken soup is intrinsically traced. And therefore, we're saying Chaticha Nas and Avela Midaraisa. Now, some history. When I was there with the Rav quoted this opinion. He quoted it from the Yad Avraham on the bottom, the same thing. And he ridiculed it. He ridiculed this opinion. That it's absurd. And I distinctly remember at the time, when I was in the Shia, I started defending this opinion. And I said, I saw how to write from the Rajma, this is true, and this and that. And that was one of the few things I remember the Rebbe yelling at me. Don't bother me. He was very upset that I kept nudging him with the shita. He said, it's ridiculous, it's impossible. I saw you already, I said, you're sure you're there 20 times. And he added like it was an axiom, and this was ridiculous. This was like one of his whipping boys, if that I'm wrong. And here I am trying to prop up the whipping boy. I saw it from the beginning. After 2 minutes of arguing, I gave up. But I still think that it's not so crazy. As a matter of fact, I saw later, just now, I was preparing that the Chazon Ish said that I'm right. But he thinks it's also crazy in a different way. He says the comparison is beautiful. It's a terrific comparison. If you can't budge it. Since the result is absurd, the Chaticha Nas Avela D'Oraisa is an absurdity. Therefore, he denies the widely held assumption that Rabbeinu Tam holds Hetzer Nepach Lios Issa. That it's not true. So there. So he gets, you know, it's like a blanket, you know. You pull it in this direction and your head is out. You pull it directly and your feet are out. Everyone gets caught one way or the other. The Rav said the comparison is absurd. Chazon Ish, the comparison is accurate, and therefore, to imagine that Rabbeinu Tam holds Hetzer Nepach Lios Issa is absurd. And Rabbi Kiveg is not, everything's fine. Taka Chadicha Nas Avela D'Oraisa. So, I mean, there was a whole host of possibilities over here. I'm not going to go into the Tam Kikar dimension now because we're going to be discussing that in subsequent shiurim. I just wanted to mention at the beginning this possibility. Okay. Now I want to go back to the beginning of the Tos, which is a murderous, absolutely murderous. That is a key question of whether you say Chaticha Nas Nevela by a Mashal. So Rabbi Tam is forced to say, right, he's the number one supporter of Chaticha Nas Nevela. He is forced to say, based on the Gemara, that it does not apply to a Mashal. Based on the Gemara, Kemal Shinasan Tam B'Chaticha. Problem is why? Huh? So I was thinking like this. If you hold like the Yad Avraham of the Matriona son, then we can say the following. Good. Why? What quadrant of Rabbi Yonah's nation? What's all you sort of Chaticha, Asanas, and Avela, what's all you, what's it based upon what? Tam Kika. So that's just. Kevin, she knows from Tam Bechaticha. So by a marshal, perhaps we wouldn't say such a thing.
No, it's not about something
direct. Right? But still, you don't say Hetan Epachlius, is there? By Mindamina. By Mashu. Mashu Rabbi Yosef with the Raya, so we don't find anywhere that Hetzer Nepach Lios Issa by Mashu. Almost nobody in his right mind says it. No, I preface my remark. Almost nobody, we'll come to it later. Almost nobody says it. Problem is if you hold it, it's the Rabbonot, like everyone else assumes, what's the shot over here? We could say like this, that according to Rabbi Natam, tell us, what's the whole reason for Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shai Yisuf's Exerim? Mishum what? basar b'chalav. All right, basar b'chalav. When is there an iser? Only when? Only derech fish, which means when is nisinas? Tam. That's one of the sources of tam kikud the raisa. Because of bishul basar b'chalav. Therefore, when the rabbanon, went ahead and said chatich and asked nevela b'shari surim, they limited to what kind of a case? A case is similar to basar b'chalav. Nisinas tam. Just like the Ran we saw yesterday said that when do you say chatich and ask nevela? Only when derech what? Derech bishul, because that's the only case where you have it to the raisa level. So too we can turn it and say that if you have any time, the only time you say chatich and ask nevela, the rabbanon wouldn't exist on the raisa level. Namely, what? He's not discussing the medium of preparing the food, but rather the quantity. When is nesinas tam? When is a mashu? This is not shayach chatich and ask nevela the raisa by mashu. By basar b'chalav is not shayach mashu. Therefore, the rabbanon only made a gzeirah chatich and ask nevela b'shari surim. When is nesinas tam? That's what I can say. Fine, so far so good. We have a reason according to Rabbi Natam, if you hold like the Arab, like the Baba Yonas's chart, the Chiddush Nifa, which seems to indicate in the Tosk the Raisa, and according to the conventional chart, that's the Rabbono, we understand according to both of them why you don't say Chadicha Nats Nevela by a Masha. So far, so good. Now comes the worst problem. Take Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim denies the entire Chadicha Nats Nevela. As far as calculating the 60. You don't supply the Shari Surah. I think Gemara is the Chatiha Nasa Nevela. What does Gemara mean? What does it mean? Come on, let's do this before. What does Gemara mean when it says Chatiha Nasa Nevela? For the Ben Ephraim. In one word. Mino, right? Chatiha Nasa Nevela, that B is considered a stick Isser, and therefore Min B is an Isser. Not that Min B contains A, and really the Isser is Min A. No, Min B is an Isser. But, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, when it's only a kosher, then you don't say it. This is Pilei Plot. This Lechora makes absolutely no sense. Who asks it? Everybody asks. Where did he say it? He said it right over here. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Omer, where is it right over here? I feel good after Taman. Here. Right? Then you wouldn't apply the svara. Even though minimino is lo batel. What do you want to say though?
When Tosfos Rosh first mentioned Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Phrase, therefore it's not
considered,
it's not called min
bimino,
if it's
the kosher. Ah, very good. The Tosfos Rosh, that's correct. It's not called min bimino when it is the kosher. Who does this seem to support? The famous machlokes between two of the gedolei olam and the mechabrim on the Shulchan Aruch. Two gedolei olam fight. And a very famous case is what the gedolei hamorim all fight. You know, you saw them on the comments. It's a world-renowned machlokes. It has a two-word name. What's the two-word name? Trey Mashu. Like a novel. Trey Mashu. What does Trey Mashu mean? What does Trey Mashu mean? Well, Trey Mashu means that you have, let's give the case that we're fighting about. Chometz and Pesach, okay? If chometz and pesach are mixed in, a mashu chometz and pesach are mixed into a pot of soup, tiny little piece of wheat, chita, achas, nafa, tochas, tarnagolas, into a chicken, with cooking with soup, then a tiny bit of that chicken soup or chicken fell in to another pot, which is cooking potatoes, but no, it wouldn't be hard to mix in. You're cooking, I don't know what, whatever was, more soup, whatever was there, I don't know. Chones, I don't know, whatever was there. Well, something like chones, okay, all right. Roast beef, whatever it is, it just fell in, a little piece. And it just disappeared into oblivion. What is the halacha? Is it usur or is it mutter? Licha ora, at first glance, this is exactly our case. Right? Does not Gemara say that it's mutter? Our Gemara says that kevesh nos notam bechaticha, chaticha atma nasas nevela, implying clearly that when it's lo nos notam bechaticha, you don't say chaticha atma nasas nevela. So therefore, since there was no time in that case, so it should be mutter. Who passed this way lalacha? The Taz. I didn't ask to look at the Taz. It was not the Mamma Thomas. I think it's enough to see the bop over the head that the Taz got. You can see what the Taz said. Who bops the Taz over the head from time to time? The Shach himself. Ah, but the problem is that the Shach, when he wrote his sefer, he was writing his own sefer. He wasn't trying to destroy the Taz. Although the Taz claimed that he was trying to destroy the Taz. The other story, the Taz is older than the Shach. Right? The Taz is older than the Shach. And the Taz is considered a great breakthrough. And the Shach was a young man, wrote a statement, they said, well, he's even a greater girl than the Taz. So the Taz writes that the Shach, all he did was try to get me. And he wrote back, they say he wanted to prevent the publication of the Shach, if they don't pass my case, different traditions, etc. That's not for now. Politics of we're talking about the halacha after here, but the Shach wrote a special sefer just to pick certain part of the time. What do you call that sefer? Beautiful appropriate name. Pasuk says Torei Zav Nasalach Im Nekudos Taketet. My cousin. She wrote it. The one to blast the Taz, Torei Zav. He called the Nekudos Taketet. So I asked you to look here in the Nekudos Taketet. Sif Katan Tez Zayin. What do you mean Sif Katan Tez Zayin? You measure that by whose measurement? By the Taz measurement. The Shach of the Nose Sif Katan is it comes from time to time. Let's look inside, see the story. What a story. Unbelievable story. Here we are. Page 4. What is it? 404. 404. Ah, here we are. This, I tell you, this is really bring back memories. It's the famous Trey Marshall. Oh, Trey Marshall. Look what he says. What's that over here? It is all wrong. Barosh Masherot Toloma the Bechamas of Pesach should be fasted of Chaticha. The Chakach is fasted also Chaticha in Acheros Eina Oseres of Mashu. Who Dava Tamua. The Sha'at is the Kamal Rabbanim Kshi Shoi Gdole Hamor of Kulam Amu Pehepas. Shame Olam Noagin Lesa Kola Terobis. Chemash Devi Atur. Devi Aramo. The Chaynir of the Emes. Oh, isn't that beautiful? First of all, the Torah says, then of all, the Muslims. Then third of all, it may even be true. Why is it true? So, mikol makom also ta masu shebechaticha rishona oseres shuv acheres came with the chametz of pesach v'mashu bein b'mina bein shelo b'mina. Ah, here's the breakthrough. We're discussing the b'mina lo batal. So David said before, according to the lesson of the Tosfos HaRosh, correct, but the rishona also, that the reason why in effect, Trey Mashal Arminon is why it's not considered Mino. So says the Shach. That only applies when the only issue is when Mashal's when Min Bimino. So when A gets mixed in with B, and A is a Mashal, if A would be a good time in B, then B itself would be considered a shtick Isser. And if when B mixes in with C, and B and C are the same Min, we say Min Mino Labato. The mashu. When A is only a mashu into B, then Rabbeinu Ephraim, for some reason, we don't understand it too well, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that B does not become a shtick iser. Well, that I can understand. And therefore, B does not answer C. Why? Because B and C are different minims. B and C are different minims. We don't apply the din of the mashu. Ah, there's a shah. That's only true in our case of Trefus, where the only possibility of asking the mashu is based on Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of what? min b'mino lo batel. But chum is a pesach. We have at the paskin that it's b'masa not only b'mino but even when even min b'she'en al mino. So we're going to say that B and C are not the same min. So what? So what? It's not the same min. Who cares? It happens anyway, the Masha. Below Dami, the Masha Kosma, Tosas, Rosh Matur. Gavin Minden Mino, the Rabbi Yuda, the Imnesa, Hatikha, Tchila, the Masha, with Machmas Mino. Vinis Bash, the Hakaki, and Hatikha, Sacheros. Eno, Seres, the Masha, Afa, Pisha, and Mino, and why? Thoughts of mine, the time of the Kevin Law, Mino, the Hatikha, Nasa, the Vela, Kevin, Shonestra, and Osten Tam. Im kein leka lemeima the also masu shebechaticha siyos yetsa kol chaticha sacheres why the kevin the chaticha lo nas nevela im kein lo havi also masu legabi achaticha sacheres mina losha mina rab yuda the amim mina lo bato lo kshalso min who shall israel levado avolol is a famous expression sounds like Rabbi Kama here kishekolach acher meurabo that's one Sanhedrin is saying no the funny comes from Eish the modern expression. Bachinami, Kevin Shakatichal Onas Nevelim, Kain also Mashum Ura Bevatachas, the Choshev Eno Mino, the Gabi Chatichas Acheres, the also Mashum Ura Vachatichas Enem Uravim, Im Ein Min Zed Domo Lechavero. Bachimashma, the Hedjib, and Mashakos of Aran Tov Sergir Anoshev, the Lashono, Vigil the Maid, the Koch, the Kev, the Rabbi Rabbi Yudas, the Lamali Shatitan, Ken Chazar Antos, Lam Shatitan Tam Bachatichas, the Fidel Mash Nami Mitzvah, Kevin, the Minimino Bottle, period. Benirali, the kosh lo nasan tam bechaticha af agav de mitzvah lo koshiv isu lemeva bechaticha tas nevela the kosh ena nasas nevela ena oseres kol chatichas kulan yaf agav de rabiuda min milo bato lo shemina lehachi kol shetam acher shel hetem mura bo akal nashalom al bechaz de peiv tach v'tashul kemen tos abiv b'mashu emin mino ben shlo b'mino ken afilo tema de kemen shekoach acher shel hetem mura bo koshiv ena mino Mikama Gama also the Mashu Afila Shalom, you know, Atkan. Pull it out your song. Got it?
What?
Tell me, was the Taz foolish? Tell me
what. What is Korach Amurabo
business? Hey, what is Korach Amurabo business? I'm just calling you. You told me, Tabi. You told me about this rush.
I didn't say Korach Amurabo.
Oh, but you said something. You said it today in Amina. What does that mean? I asked you a loaded question yesterday. Remember the question I asked you? About Eno Mino, Dama Parva Dama Sar. Right? Dama Parva Dama Sar. A little bit of Dama Sar and Dama Kasimu Dama Par. So it's Kushas of Israika Sadam. What happens if this whole mixture gets mixed up in some more Dama Par? That's the question I asked. What'd you say? Certainly Kasha. If it's certainly Kasha, what should it be when it comes to Tarfas? Certainly trade. But no one says that way. But come back tomorrow to try to figure out what's shot in the shot, what's shot in the top. Try our best, and I can't guarantee you success. We'll try. If you have any insights, please let me know right now, but before tomorrow's Shia, I'll be able to incorporate them in the Shia tomorrow. Okay. Tosin said something. We're not exactly sure what Tosin meant. No one is exactly sure what Tosin meant. The Tosin Rush, he's looking at like a shock. That Tosfos is saying over here, it's not considered Mino. So it's considered the question of Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino is Lo Bato. So we're saying that in order for the A, B, and C. A gives time in B, and then B is not Bato in C. Only if A gives time in B, can we apply the Mitzvah of Min B'Mino to B and C. Min, right? But if B only gets a Mashu from A, then we cannot apply the principle of Mindamino as far as B and C are concerned, because the amount of that B has is too small. But the amount of Isser of B, which from A is to Tamashu, is too small. It's too small, so we cannot apply the principle of Mindamino. That's what Tos seems to say, according to the Shach, and Tos the Rush, and the Ran seems to say that way. He threw in an expression, Koch Acham Urabo. Now, we mentioned that yesterday, a strange expression. The whole thing is a little bit strange. I'll tell you why I still don't understand it. Yes, sir.
Explain to put together Min B'Mino and Tam. If Min B'Mino Lo Bato is that,
exactly.
It has nothing to do with Tam.
Exactly. That's
Min
exactly.
Min B'Mino Lo Bato is a Messias.
Exactly. That's exactly the problem. Yeah, exactly.
Messias Tam is a Messias. That there is a constraint to Tam.
Very good. That's exactly the problem. What is going on over here? What is the connection between Tom and Min Bimina? What's the connection? It's a difficult problem. Well, we could say like this. We could, in theory, say the following. We could say the following. Min Bimina lo batel. What does it mean? It means the original Isser A, which fell into B, is there. It's there. The Dhamma Par Dhamma Sar is there. So it could be at any, on what level? It could be at any lowest level. Apparently, if there's a shear of Nisina's Tom, it's going to sound funny. It's more there. In other words, it's there to a greater extent. It's all there. But the question is, what is it? You can't just make your statements. It's an absurdity. You have to have some kind of realistic basis to say something. In other words, I mean, this is exactly the problem. Either it's there or it's not. Very serious proposition. But you have to give some kind of, you know, it's still a little bit arbitrary. If there's some kind of nafkamina, ladina, la halacha. Slowly. So perhaps you could say the following. Perhaps. I admit it's a bit of a difficulty. Perhaps you could say the following. In order to explain this, let's first, take a sidetrack. First, I should mention that there's also Shita Taz, and the Taz is also no way. You shouldn't just belittle the Taz. The Taz had a whole different interpretation. Only applies to the end, not to a davar shemitarov. My nafkamina in the shachar is to repeat. What's the nafkamina? Chametz the Pesach, because chametz on Pesach is also maybe the nation shalom. You know, according to the shach, trei mashu chametz the Pesach. What would it be? What's the difference from kiyas shach? Also, because what's the difference between the nafkamina and the also anyway? Well, it helps. Doesn't help that you say the nafkamina. According to the Taz, it's a brand new kind of a din. Whatever the din means, you don't understand the Taz either. Well, the Taz is a new din. That a tarovis, you don't say min demina lo batel. So I asked you about the question of the dama parah dama sor. According to the Taz, it was clear. You have dama parah dama sor mixed in. You mix that whole mixture into more dama parah. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Because maybe the equivalent of the Nisina is Tam. Whatever that means. So it's sharp Taz too. Could be. It's hard to say. It's hard to give a precise example to be precise over here. Well, let me just move for a moment to the back to the Tosfos itself. Okay? We never finished the Tosfos. Perhaps this is where the confusion was yesterday. I jumped to the end of the Tosfos, so maybe some of you had only seen the middle, hadn't seen the end. All right, well, we took care of the end yesterday. I hope by now you figured out what I meant. We left the only applies to the end, not to a davar shebetarol. My nafkin is in the shachan that has to repeat. What's the nafkamina? Chametz, the Pesach. Because chametz and Pesach is also maybe the name of Shlomim, you know. So according to the shach, pray master chametz, but the Pesach, what would it be? What's the difference? We'll see a shach. Also, because what's the difference between the Shlomim and the Shlomim anyway? Well, it helps, doesn't help when you say the Mina. According to the Taz, it's a brand new kind of a din, whatever the din means. You don't understand the Taz either. Well, the Taz is a new din that a Tarobis, you don't say Min the Mina Lobot. So I asked you about the question of the Dhamma Parah Dhamma Sor. According to the Taz, it was pure. You have Dhamma Parah Dhamma Sor mixed in, you mix the, and you mix that whole mixture into more Dhamma Parah. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Because maybe the Kuhn doesn't seem as Tam. Whatever that means. So it's Shach. Taz too. Could be. It's hard to say. It's hard to give a precise example to be precise over here. Well, let me just move for a moment to the back to the Tosfos itself. Okay? We never finished the Tosfos. Would you see, perhaps this is where the confusion was yesterday. I jumped to the end of the Tosfos, and maybe some of you had only seen the middle, hadn't seen the end. All right, well, we took care of the end yesterday. I hope by now you figured out what I meant. We left at some of the middle of the Tosfos. First of all, there's a tremendous kasha. It's so tremendous, somebody asked the kasha on his own. We haven't seen the Tosfos yet. It's a tremendous kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda Ephraim, who said that Chaticha Nasaveli only means it's to be considered Mino, but not as far as computing the Shear of Shishim, it's against enough in the Gemara. Rava said, Afilu Teima, Lokina Mesilka, or Mina Mina Davarache. The Tosfos the Kasha. Right over here, we left off. The Kasha, the Perusha, in the middle of the big Tosfos. The Rabba, the Mishnah, if you'll say, my Lokon of Mitzvah, my Mihani, the Chasicha, shall have there, Shanes, and Mitzchil, the Vras, the Vela, for the Lola, my Sorok, Shishin, Berot, the Vela, the Vat, the Chasicha, shall the Vela, the Vada, the Lobby, Inan, Shishin, the Vat, the Chasicha, shall the Vela, shall have there, Shanes, the Yoda. So what's going on? The Shlomah says, the very Dochic Terror. Gosh, this Mata on the Vela, Arbe, Mikamosha, Isa Kodosh, and Dibla Tama, the Chatira Shalheter. Bahashta, the fish, and Osma Tama, Shalheter. Sir, of Shishim, Kinegat, Komash, Isa Mitzchila. The Enshia, Barot, Levatla. Abalona, the Batam. And Sir, of Shishim, the Kinegat, Mashanisha, Bel Vela. The Enshia, Barot, Levatla. What's he saying? There's a big stickle in the Vela. Now, when it's shrunk to half its size. So therefore what? So now you have only half the size. But part of this, we have the other half. So the half got mixed in all over the place. So the whole chaticha nasa nevela, you have to take into account the fact that the other half got mixed in somewhere into the second chaticha, and if a measure is by its original size, well, if it's shrunk in half, it would be the same. The other point out, the Tosfos to Rush, if it's compute by the size of both, that would be the same.
Why do you need negative both? Because you can't go all the way to check.
Well, you can know. Let's say now it's 60% of the original size. What do you add?
The trunk.
A piece of meat shrunk. It got smaller. Shriveled. You don't like it? The dochak. Okay, I agree with the dochak. I agree with the dochak. Not a dochak. I have to ask someone who knows about cooking. Does someone which cooks shrink? It does shrink? Oh, yeah, the cook. So it does shrink. Okay. You should go cook. It does. Okay, so it's not a dochak. Good. Very good. Okay. Fine. Now we come to the real fireworks, the right. Tzadiches, I'm not going to go into it. We'll get to Tzadiches. It's just a question of details. No, nothing special over there. Here's the problem. Where do we apply it, where do we don't apply it? Bottom two lines on the page. He says, "In Raya Rabbeinu Ephraim, Yadam Tzurumas Perakemish Navov, and the Meduma and the Damel Chichesin, Vamina Shriyasa called Truma, the Eshbachalek Ben Dava Yavesh and Dava Neser Ayde Blia. By Dava Yavesh, you don't take Chichan Asavel. Uteirusha Nicha Kon Rabbeinu Ephraim Hodem Gabriya Nesach Vesof Vesach Tzavod Azara, Yai Nesach Shenafal Lebor." Huh? Yai nes was enough for the bar. So what does it say? Yikul manda ama. I feel enough. It's a very complicated gemara over there. What came in first? What came in last? This chila, that chila. So Tosfos suggests
something. Also suggests Mirya Shloma, and the it appears to indicate you don't take a Nirat Nevel. Mirya Shloma, to us the Marek no Shlohoya Yisham Yai Nesach Nelit and Tama Shal Hefter Shibabor, for Nesach Ayah De Kolshu, to Kem Lavi Ade Mashu, Lar Mina Chatecha Ad Nas Nevel, Kid the Prishas Begel. Oh, it's only a Kolshu, you don't take a Nirat Nevel by Kolshu. Afal Gad Lo Domi Leel White, Leel Lar Mina Elinin Shlo Tesser HaAcherot, Afal Hi Atma Nesach B'Mashu, the cave and Shinesar Astu Oli Olam, Lamandi Omar, Epshel Sokhto Asur. Yeah, all right. We'll be calling a Mish Loma, Dahu Shari Rabot Azora, Afilo Nuflo Amaila Besof, Yizbor Epshel Sokhto Mutter, Fayamata Kamokain, Chaticha Atma. Now, I'm just giving you a preview. I want to try and wait till tomorrow to talk about these two lines. They're very difficult. There's a Machlokas, the Marilanda, the Bechivega, what else is it talking about? It's connected to the Epshel Sokhto with the long run. Only was part of it I assigned at the beginning there. What's the connection between Epshel Sokhto Asur? You familiar with the expression? Where it comes from? On the Kufkes, right? You saw it there in Kufkes? And Chaticha Nas and the Vela. Just be on guard. We'll be discussing it at some length, maybe today, but most likely tomorrow. Now, the Ran, which is on the Maamar Talmud, discusses this issue with length, and his conclusion is what we discussed already yesterday before. The Chaticha Nas Tevel applies to all these surahs, but only when? Derech what? Derech Bishr, because of the Inyan of Dumya Debasa Bechala. Now, the Ran asks Akasha, Tosas alludes to a little bit as well, from that same Mishnah in Trumot, which applies not only to the Duma, which is, could be say Yavish V'Yavish, but applies also to what? To Chomet, which he understands to be La Taruvah Tama, should be considered Lach V'Lach, Mechumet, Mechomet, talking about different leavening agents, and Yaya Nesach, he has Tosas Kasha, and he suggests Yes, on that probably could be the Raman. I'm more close. What did the Yes on say that Ran quotes? You don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela by what? Lach B'lach. When you're dealing exclusively in liquid, you don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela. That's what he said. That's what he suggests. Tell me, what about by Basa B'cholos? Is this statement that you don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela limited to Shari Surim? Or might it conceivably apply to Basra B'cholov as well? What do you say about that? What's the case? You have mixed chicken soup and milk. Gravy and milk. Offering a Gemara that what? Chol Nevela. Seems to be an offering Gemara. Seems to be an offering Gemara. Gemara Mephoreshet. That Chaticha Nas Nevela applies by Lach. 1 second. Wait slowly. By Lach. By Shari Surah. Therefore, based on this, the Shach on the Ma'am Akamas of the air attacks the same called the Api Ravravi, that was the name of it? Yeah. So the Api Ravravi, one of the Sfarim who maintains that one could say Chaticha Nas Nevela even by Basa B'cholov, that you wouldn't apply the Lach even by Basa B'cholov, but we don't pass in this way. The truth is that even the Ramah is not sure that way. So the Lashon of the Ramah? The Ramah quotes in Sadi Beis, Yesh Omrim, that we don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela by Lach B'lach, the Yesh Litzvah Hazeh B'Shari Surim. So now, here's Ramah. Yesh Omrim B'lo Aminan Chaticha Nas and Nevela im Nisara V'Yisra Lach V'Het Lach, Tach Nuskach Nuskar V'Kol V'Het Acher, V'Et Tzrichim Achshishim Shekonegat Yisra Shenofal, V'Yesh Litzvah Hazeh B'Shari Surim L'Tzorach Eps Gadol, Avalov B'Basa B'Chol. So says the Shach, called the Api Ravavi, Mir Basa B'cholav Yesh Tahach Me'af B'lach. Says the Shach, when he has died, he ain't a Mishim Chumra. And the Kuli Amma Moses was there, Kuli Mucha B'hejib B'shas, Perakolah Basa Daf Kukhes, Kabi Hoda Kama Hasan, Cholav Amai Mutter, Cholav Nevelu. To Kabi Basa B'cholav Afilu B'lach, Chaticha Nasa Nevelu, V'chei Kosa V'rajbo. Wait a minute. So the Shach is an offering of Gemara. They say Chaticha Nas and Nevela
by lach for lach when it comes to both of the chol. The kasha is to api ravavi. I really think the kasha is to ramah, because api ravavi is the same shot in the ramah. The ramah is mash from the fairish, like the api ravavi sheet. So if you look very carefully in the Gemara, it doesn't say quite the fairish, but the shach says it then. Doesn't say it. All it says there is like this. It says chalav nevela, and therefore what? That min demina lo bata. Right? I mentioned yesterday, that was the whole shiur yesterday. Chatiha nasa can do two things. It can do, in the Gemara it does one thing, and we use it in colloquial, not colloquial, we use it in Shulchan Aruch or something else. Chatiha nasa nevela in the Gemara mean that's considered mino, that we consider to be chal of nevela. Or b'sar nevel. Chatichan, and therefore what's min demino? So all the Gemara said, quote chatichan as nevel, happened to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, as you'll see soon, the rank quotes arrive it, and in order to establish what min it is. We don't pass the min l'abot. So whenever the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shach quote chatichan as nevel, they're talking about a totally different issue. What issue are they discussing? Calculation, right? Shishin, I imagine shishin, right? But if one could separate these two issues, in theory. One could say there are two distinct issues in certain cases. One could say, and this would answer the question of the Shach against the Ramah, that the Gemara indeed says that lach palach yisei chatiha nas nevel rabasa b'cholov as in order to what? To establish it as what? Chalav nevela, that is considered what? A min iser. And if a min demina lo batel. When the Apiravavi says that there exists a shita, so you don't say chatiha nas nevela v'alach v'alach even at most of the chol, he means as far as what's concerned? He means as far as what are we talking about over here? As far as calculations are concerned. Yes? What?
Because generally there are sheets to a whole, you say chatiha nas nevela to be considered for the sheer sheetan, but not to be considered mino. So you explain that the big...
Wow, well, who's that?
Isn't that how...
Do I ask the salt though?
We do.
So much about Rambam and the Talmud Rashbam.
Another Rashbam.
Okay, that I don't think it necessarily follows that though. Could be it does. Could be. But so if you're right, I'm not sure you're right. And if you're right, you can say we can distinguish in both directions. No, serious. For the Chalak Khan, or the Chalak Khan. All the Gemara says the Feirish there in the Shech Tukul and Aftuf Ches is like this. It says, if you hold Epsilon Sof to us, it comes a bit of what that means, then the Cholav is considered a Min Isser, and then the Minu and a Bottle. But however, according to us, we could argue that you don't say Chatichan Asun Avela in the sense of calculation of Shishim, and therefore this view is tenable. Shachar is untenable, I think it is tenable. There's no Gemara Mufereshit. It says that by bus of a call of lach for lach, he needs 50 times the whole thing. Doesn't say anything in the Ferris Nigma.
Why is it
lach
for lach? It's not the other. The call of getting
pounds
from the Kazai is the bus.
Yeah. So how do you think lach for lach? Well, chalav nevela that the call of gets a little bit of time from the bus, and if it gets mixed up with other call of, it's in the Mina.
So the call of becomes.
No, but it picks up, it only picks up meat juice. It doesn't pick up, there's no the end of the meat. It only picks up the time of the meat, which presumably would be considered lach. No, but dach the avish means it's part what's in the meat, but the place of the meat presumably is considered lach as well. That's what they're assuming. It makes sense. Okay. This is a quantitative view. Why wouldn't we say chatiha nas nevela lach palach? How does the Ran explain it to you? His lashon is mispashet b'shava. You saw that? You saw the Ran? What does mispashet b'shava mean? Liquid is, what's the word for it in physics? Diffusion is uniform. Is that the right word? Uniform diffusion. It's just uniformly spread out. It's physics in Yeshiva College. It's spread out uniformly throughout the entire liquid. Uniform diffusion, and therefore it's you don't say chatiha nas nevela. That's the svara which the Ran gives. The Mordechai gives a different svara. It's only by a chatiha you can say nas nevela. Achaticha is a davar nikar umuvdal. But lach has no chashivas. That's what he says. Not because of the questions of diffusion. The Taz quotes it. He saw the Taz, saw the Mamakot. The Taz of Kodim says, well, right. Quotes, the two distinct, the two distinct reasons of Orah. This I wanted to mention to you, remember I mentioned yesterday, the day before. And we saw Rabbi Lazar Mimit, that you don't say Chaticha, I say by a Chati Chaticha. Sometimes you forgot. So the Chom, what do you mean? It's all about Dover Nikar Choshuv, you say Chaticha and Asa Nevel. But Dover Sheino Choshuv, then you wouldn't say Chaticha and Asa Nevel. I would say though that this Svara would have to be limited to Shari Surah. I'll say this Svara that way. Now, if it's a question of Chashivus, I would say it has to be limited to Shari Surah. The Ran story is much more fundamental. That fusion and this and that. That I can say in this passage. B'shav, I can apply it to Basel B'chala. But this trick of Chaticha, the trick of Lavalach is not being a Dava Chashuv.
Well, I'm going to say that if Kippah Chala falls on a piece of meat, all we need is Mutter. Because
half a piece of meat. Right, so clearly, with this equation, I would say that this would certainly have to be restricted to Shari Surah. Those who would apply it to Basel B'chala would have to hold the Ran Svar. Even then it's not Mukhra. Would have to be based on the first one. Yes, ma'am, sorry. Yeah. He says that the Chaticha Nas Mevela, the Chacham made a Zer the Rabbanon, Shari Surim Atta Basu B'chalav, he only made it on a Dava Choshev. A Dava Choshev. And it's not a Lach, it's not a Dava Choshev. Taz put together a third reason. What's the third reason? Beautiful reason. The Tzvila, I actually look at the Tzvila Tzadik. Nothing really new there. He just explains in one line what the Taz really means. Nimin Marashal. So he says a big Kiddush. Okay. What do you mean lach for lach is no Chaticha Nas Nevel? It doesn't mean if you take gravy and you take milk and you cook them up, that's not what they're writing at. Oh no. Then you would take Chaticha Nas Nevel. He only means you take cold milk and cold gravy and you stir very hard, mix. Then you would not say Chaticha Nas Nevel. What's the difference if you cooked it, if you didn't cook it? This is where they have to think a little bit. Think to the physicists. So let's see, the task is like this in the Marashah. Oh. He's like this. If I cook meat and I cook gravy and milk together and it's hot, so the gravy gives time into the milk and the milk gives time into the gravy, so Chaticha Nas Nevel. If I take cold soup and cold milk and I mix them together, so not cooked. If something's not cooked, there can't be any transference of taste. When I taste it, it tastes like a combination of chicken soup with milk. Avada. Because I can't, at this point I can't separate them, they're mixed in. So that's why it's a mixture of chicken soup and milk. And then the chicken soup gave time into the milk and the milk gave time into the chicken soup. You just mix in cold chicken soup with cold milk and mix them together. So mele, you can't, you're not permitted to eat it. Probably the Rabbanan, not the Rav Mishnah Sotar. So mele, in that kind of a case, you would not say Chaticha Nas Nevel. And all the cases around clothes, all these kind of cases. Yai Nesach falling with water, this kind of thing. With no cooking. So the Rav of the answer is that, but the Rav of the answer is because no Derech Mishnah. He says that's the critical factor. So the Rav says, no, it's a different critical factor. If we're lach b'yavish, even if it were not derech bishul, it's still a vasim. But here's lach b'lach, it's not even, there's no intermingling of time at all. Lach b'yavish, there is a thing thin. But lach b'lach is a spashet b'shava in the sense that it's just mixed up one and another. There's no cooking action. There's no giving of taste one into the other. And therefore, you would not say chaticha nas nevel. That's how the tefillah tzaddik in the next line explains what the Taz says in the name of the Marsha. Now, listen carefully. Yeah. Come again. If lach be yavish, if lach falls into yavish cold, there's no blia. Nothing happens. Within lach b'lach. Well, the lach b'yavish is cold, might conceivably the meat might get some of the milk in it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Enechanam. I'm sorry? That's what we're talking about over here. That's exactly the point. So the Tefillah Tzadik says pshat that the reason why I don't say Chatzicha Nas Nevel in those cases is because there's no effect. The taste of the meat does not go into the milk. So you say Chatzicha Nas Nevel. The meat is there and the milk is there, and then you can't separate them right now. So you have a combination of 50% milk, 50% chicken soup, so you can't, not permitted to drink this combination. But it's not that one is making that one to a chicken available. Yes? Could be. Could be. Maybe. Maybe. Could be. Yes? No. See, although we believe, we say that whenever it's bishul, it's mispashet b'kol ha-chaticha, but not necessarily b'shava. It's a piece of steak. I mean, there's some parts of fattier, some parts of steak is not a uniform piece. It's like a nook that diffuses throughout the steak. Maybe it's more of it will fit in the fatty parts, more fit into the, I don't know, this part, it'll fit to the levinim, it'll fit into this part, that part. It's not a uniform kind of a thing. It just gets more stuck. It gets stuck over here, less gets stuck over there. It's not a uniform thing when it comes to salad. Liquid's uniform.
Why, if it's not uniform, why not make more levinim?
Because part of it may get the extra added dose of kolav in it, and therefore it's not just, doesn't just spread out. That's what it means. That's what it is. Okay. I want to go back a little bit to the Tosfos I glossed over before, the Rabbi Yilan and Rabbi Kivegan. Now, with this background, let's go over to the... I think we can handle it now. I think. What happened over here? Tosfos says... What did Tosfos say? Tosfos is discussing the issue of Yayin Nesem. So the Ron took care of it by saying you don't say Chatzicha Nas Nevel to Shach and the Taz. So the Mari Landau would hold like the Taz, and the Rabbi Kivega would go like the Shach. Now wait a minute. I promise you that during the Shia, I have a few minutes still to go, to try to explain what Shemta said before the beginning. That a difference between a Tarubis of Mashu and two of them have seen as Tom. We said before, well, once it's there, it's not there, it's all there, it's half there. Man of Kamina. Comes to the character. What's the difference between the seen as Tom and Mashu? What's the difference? Mimmi Lo Bottle. Well, slow. Perhaps the difference would be like this. Like this. Min b'mino, you don't say, listen carefully, by min b'mino, you don't say a rule. Again, it goes back a little bit to my what we discussed yesterday. By min b'mino, you don't say, hetzen nefach lios is the mashal. Whereas by tam ki'ikar, you do say hetzen nefach lios is. Remember the Matayonis and Yad Avram from yesterday? What did they say? Ben etam l'shiktoso. Because of Tam Ki Ikar. So what do they say on the rice level and on the Rabbana level? When it's seen as Tam, so in effect, what comes out of the Tosafot Torah? That it's a Machlok Samaroyim. That's a Machlok Samaroyim there in Masech Avodah Zarah. And ultimately, it's a Machlok Samaroyim whether Efshel is Tosafot Osir, which if he told really means whether you say Chatzicha Nas Nevela, Bishari Surit, just for the moment. So it's just one, so what's the bottom line? Rabbi Kivegel and Shat and Tos. Do you say Chatzicha Nas Nevela Shari Surim or don't you? Rabbi Natan says yes. Isaac Gemon Avodah Zara says no. What's the answer? One word answer. Machlokes, the famous answer. Whenever you're stuck, say it's a machlokes. Machlokes, that's all. Everyone's happy. It's a machlokes. I'm happy. You're happy. Everyone's happy. That's Rabbi Kivegel and Shat and Tos. Rabbi Kivegel said, but it's very schwer. Why? The mandam don't work out. But the one who said over there, Rabbi Yochanan. He owes after the self to us. It doesn't come out. Comes to Marie Landa. Who's Marie Landa? I think. What? I thought it was Rabbi Yehuda, no? Rabbi Chesko Landa, I thought it was. It was Rabbi Yehuda. No? Who is it? You said it's Tana's name has the first initial Yud. I thought it means another Yehuda. Find out in a minute. I was looking it up. By real line, I thought it means another Yehuda. Look at he writes. Yiz ba'esh the self to Muslim. No, we don't mean he always holds after the self to Muslim. Says he, Pirish, the Easter Mashu. But on the other hand, it's a draw. It's a draw. That's what I said, it's crazy. It's a draw. Not that the Heter cannot kill the Easter, but the Easter cannot overcome and co-opt and transform the Heter. It's a draw. They coexist. But if it's no same time, then the Easter takes the Heter and makes the Heter into Easter. Then and only then do we apply the principles of Chatzicha Nasa Mevela, and therefore we consider Mino, you require Shishim to Mevato, the entire thing. At the end, the Chazich doesn't like it. But nevertheless, he suggests this svar. Oh. Now. Before I end, I just want to mention one last sheet, which we're not going to discuss too great. Let's just mention it to you. I alluded to this just briefly for a split second. The Ran quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says, the whole concept of Chatzicha Nasa Mevela only applies, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to establish what min it is. Has no relevance to us. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's so attractive about this Ravid? Explains the rift, right? I mentioned you yesterday, right? The rift left out the whole suit of Chatzicha Nasa Mevela. So the Ravid put this whole business at the end of the parrot because he had nowhere else to hang his hat. There was no riff on it. The pell on the riff. Enough for the Gemara. Comes the Ravid and says, no. See? In the Rosh, it comes out like the Marilan of Shabbat. In the Rosh, the parentheses. So whenever there's a parenthesis, you know what that means? It's in, it's out, you know, you can't really tell exactly which way it goes. In the Rosh, without the parentheses, read like the Marie Landa says. Let's see if I can find it. There it is. Here it is. It's if you want to look it up, page 368. Okay? In the second column, in the first few wide lines there, v'yafegav the high adaptu in shlo teter osa chaticha acheros, avol hi atzmo kevin shenetzu asura liolam leman diyam efshel itself so aser. Yeah, answers the rush. No, the dilma leman the istay high svar meseches avoda zara the matter I feel enough of my own lebesol. Skip the bracket. Because of what? Not that Yisrael has to talk to Mutter and call it Torah Kula. But in this case, it's Mashu. Perhaps. But of course, you can't tell Brack's friends which way it's going. So I'm not going to bring any riots from there. On the contrary, if you look at the toaster rush, it would appear like the Rebbe Vega. Not like what Ari Landa. What's the Svara? So the Taz, the Kodin Tezayin, seems to give a Svara for this equation. He says like this. This is what he says. Taz seems to like Ari Landa. I think, what's he saying? You have a little bit of a Tairova Shal Mashu. You listening to me? According to the Taz, I think the Taz was she taught by Trey Mashu. The Taz holds that a Tairova Shal Mashu is a totally different type of Tairova than a Tairova Shal Mashu in the Taz. That's a new kind of a Tairova that has different dinim. So that a Taz was shot in Trey Mashu. That the Tarubis of Nesina of Mashu cannot ask for anything else from Mashu. Whereas the Tarubis of Tam can ask for Mashu. Same with Mina Mishlov Mina, that's the Taz of Shit. Mimela. That Mimela would come out. That a Tarubis Shal Mashu is so different, not only would you not say Chatzicha Nasa Mevela in terms of calculation of 60 and offering others, but according to the Taz L'Shitasa by Trey Mashu, it's not a chesaron on the others. It's a chesaron in the Tarubas itself. And therefore, as a result, what would it then be? Not only would it be Chatzicha Nasa Mevela Asa or something else, but even it itself would become Mutter. We say Efshel Sochto Mutter. Because in itself, even judging in itself in its own right, it's a different kind of a taruf. And therefore, the tazel of shat, it doesn't answer anything else. Not femino, not shlovemino, whether you know, no matter how it comes to pay, it wouldn't answer anything. A tarovah shemashu cannot ask for the mashu. It's a chesaron in tarovah itself. It's a weaker kind of a tarovah. Ah, but the shach, if you recall, in the kudas hakesef, how did he learn? We said before, how did he learn? Oh no, it's not a chesaron in the tarovah itself. No, tarovah itself is the mashu. Tarovah is a gezunt the tarovah. Only one problem. It's considered for some still mysterious reason. It's considered since it's only a tarovah of mashu. If it mixes with somebody else, what do we consider it as what? As ain't no mino of that second tarovah. So the chesaron is not coming to the tarovah itself. The chesaron comes in when this tarovah mixes in with what? With what? With the second tarovah. When it mixes in with that second tarovah, you say, hey, it's two different minims, for whatever reason. It's min b'shein amino. Since min b'shein amino, therefore what? Therefore what? Since min b'shein amino, therefore what? Therefore, would not ask, except for Chalmas to pay, so where everything does ask. But, as far as Tarovus itself is concerned, when you never removed anything, then according to the Shach will come out that it should be Asa. So what I'm trying to say now over here is the Machlokas of the Kivegas and Marilanda to depend on Machlokas of Shach and the Taz. So the Marilanda would hold like the Taz, and the Rabbi Kivegas would go like the Shach. Now wait a minute. I promised you that during the Shia, a few minutes still to go, to try to explain what Shemta said before the beginning. That a difference between a Tarubis of Mashu and a Tarubis between a Tam. We said before, well, once it's there, it's not there, it's all there, it's half there. Manafkamina. Comes to the character. What's the difference between the Tina Tam and Mashu? What's the difference? Mimmi lo bata. Well, slow. Perhaps the difference would be like this. Like this. Min b'mino, you don't say, listen carefully. By min b'mino, you don't say a rule. This is, again, it goes back a little bit to my what we discussed yesterday. By min b'mino, you don't say hesen nefach lios is the mashu. Whereas by tam ki'ikar, you do say hesen nefach lios is. Remember the Matayonis and Yadavram from yesterday? What did they say? I've been a tam l'shitoso. Tam ki'ikar, because of tam ki'ikar. So what do they say on the raisa level, on the rabbana level? When it's nesinas tam, it's hesen nefach lios is. When it's min b'mino lo boto, not the pshat ahet ha-nefach liyot is. The pshat is that the isa lo boto. If he cheshven isa sheba, what's he in effect saying? The mechaba says, you don't say chati chanas in the vela by shari surim, as we know from Sadi Beis, the mechaba pasuk habenu l'fraim. Terrific. Then he says, avo, ha-chaticha atma asura. Why? 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 Lefi? Easter Sheba Aino Niflat Nimeno Ligamre. And then in the little print it says, the lok the chainiko the lokum of shakasa the elsim and tari bays, the yak osa chaticha mutera. Wait. What's happening over here? So Machisi Machlokas, assuming the chaticha nasim, assuming you do not apply chaticha nasim veil lishari surim, what is the status of that of the original chatich that absorbed it, what's the status? So the Vilna Gaon here, it's a cotton gimel. So the Vilna Gaon is a cotton gimel, and Simon Kuvav, Siv cotton gimel. Right? So like this. Aval chaticha v'chule, after ein chaticha nas nevela v'shari surim, be'ev shel esochto ein chiluk, u'kemoshekotza v'ran p'sof perkol abosa, after the sochto of the chaticha nas and the vela, shnei in yonim ein. With the shakosu the gemar is a kasada shel sochto mutter amai v'chule. Vi ein davar echad lo shayach amai, ayin shom. The hetzer, because it's raw, they coexist. But if it's no same time, then the Isser takes the heter and makes the heter into Isser. Then and only then do we apply the principles of Chatzicha Nasa Nevela, and therefore we consider Mino and you require Shishim to Mevato the entire thing. At the end, the Chazish doesn't like it. But nevertheless, he suggests this svar. Oh. Now. Before I end, I just want to mention one last sheet, which we're not going to discuss too great. Let's mention to you. I alluded to this just briefly for a split second. The Ran quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says the whole concept of Chatzicha Nasa Nevela only applies, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to establish what min it is. Has no relevance to us. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's so attractive about this Ravid? Explains the risk, right? I mentioned yesterday, right? The Rif left out the whole suit of Chatzicha Nasa Nevela. So the Rana put his whole business at the end of the parak because he had nowhere else to hang his hat. There was no Rif on it. The Pell on the Rif. Not from the Gemara. Comes the Rabbi and says, no. All the Gemara says, the Pharisee is Chatzicha Nasa Nevela to establish what minute it is. So the Rabbi, but to establish Hishim is not the Pharisee of Gemara. So it's no longer Shishim. Right, so it's no longer more than a 60th. So once it's gone, it's gone. So A should, B should be chosen by a Torah. Say no. Kach goes the Torah, or Kach goes the Chachamim. That as long as it still has some residue, some remnant of the original Isser, it remains us. Even though you didn't say Chatzicha Nasa. It's possible, you could say it. You could say it, right? Because the Chazakah doesn't tell Isser, you could say it tomorrow. You could say it. Rabbi Kivager he explained based on the Rashba, to the following. He says, let's see in Rabbi Kivager. Before you see Rabbi Kivager, Rabbi Kivager's trying to explain the Rambam. Ramos is in the bottom of the same page. Well, the female should know again. Lomas v'kol yisroim chatich atzman atzman veilas with them tzadi beis. Ain chilut. Oops, I skipped something else. I'm skipping. Back to the mechaber. So it's what is he pasuk? So even though you don't say chatich atzman veilas, the original chatich retains it's still us. Masha ain kenses the mechaber. B'davar nivlal v'nimoach.